Hey, it's Dr. Gurr with another psychological podcast. And today's topic is a little on the light side, but something that shows up regularly in my office, and I would assume in the offices of other psychologists all over the place. Specifically when you're dealing with couples or adult individuals who have relationship issues. And what comes up is this significant difference between men and women on so many variables, and how these variables intrude upon their relationship and how they work together as a team. And I suspect that many of these issues are somewhat inherent and kind of built in because they're just too global. They show up all the time. So here they are, or here are the major issues. Women claim that they can multitask and men cannot. And I suspect that women probably are right. And that is that women seem to be able to do several things at the same time, balancing a lot of issues and problems and taking care of a lot of tasks. And men, I believe, for the most part, are much more serial in their thinking. That is, they tend to go from problem to problem to problem, taking care of one thing at a time. And that's just an outgrowth of their generalized thinking processes. Now, I'm going to go back historically and tell you where this all came from, I believe. And if we go back a million years or so, women had jobs and so did men. And these jobs and situations, I think, are still leaking into our everyday lives. So here they are. Men had two easy jobs to take care of, and only two: provide and protect. So in the old days, what that meant is they had to go out, hunt, maybe for days or weeks on end, kill something, and be able to find their village or home. And, you know, they may have to go for days to bring it back. They would drop this catch at the front door. The woman would kind of like drag it in and skin it, make clothing from the skin, and feed the young, and so make food and do what they needed to do. And the male would then make sure that the perimeter was safe. So in other words, his job was simply provide and protect. We could then transfer that to present day, and man's job still is to provide and protect, which is that they go out and they get a salary. They bring the salary back. The woman converts the salary into household goods, interior decorating, clothing, and she still has to nurture and take care of the young. Men generally are less concerned about the interiors, although this is, again, gross generalization, but they tend to take care of the exterior, cars, the outside exterior, you know, exposure, lawn, take care of those things. So they work, take care of those things, and then their job is done. Of course, women then still have to take care of the interior of their house, take care of everybody's needs. So when you look at that division of labor, men have very little to do, somewhat, and women have a lot. And so women's job just doesn't end when the workday ends. And that's why men come home, open up a newspaper, watch sports, you know, take care of some hobby or something. And women are continuously working, and they get upset with that. The next thing is, interestingly enough, the common complaint I have is men are not aware of details. They're not connected to what's going on around the house. It's not important to them. And maybe that's true. So I'm going to give you a study, and I don't remember the year or the place, but here was the study. They told men and women, generally college students again, because that's the universal subject, and they told them to sit in a room, and they told them to wait in the room, and they told them that the study was going to be in the next room. So they had them wait in the room for 10 minutes, brought them into the next room, and here was the whole study. They asked them one question: what was in the room that you were in? And women could go through all the details. This was on the table, this was on the wall, this was on the windows, naming a lot of details. Men, on the other hand, had no idea what was in the room, and they were in that room for the same amount of time. Again, going back to the fact that the details aren't important to men. Next, on the other side of the coin, women complain a lot that men refuse to ask for directions. And if we go back to that original concept, that if we go back a million years ago, men really had to have a kind of an internal idea of where they were if they were going to go hunting for days on end. Go hunting, find something, kill it, bring it back. They had to have a good sense of direction. Now, what if, and this is just the theory, what if men still innately believe they have a good sense of direction? And they're not really going to ask somebody for directions because they kind of know where they are. Plus, on the male hierarchy, it makes them somewhat lower than the person that they're asking. So it knocks them down a step. All right? So it's the male ego of not asking directions, plus this innate ability that we think we know where we are. Now, here's another study to support this. So I believe the study was done at the University of Buffalo in New York. I'm not 100% sure, but I believe that because when I read the study many, many years ago, they indicated that this particular university had tunnels under the ground, and that when the weather was bad, these students could go from class to class. So the tunnels were there to make sure that classes can go on in inclement weather. And in the University of Buffalo, there's a lot of snow. So the study was, as I remember correctly, was they blindfolded these students, male and females, disoriented them by spinning them around and getting them lost, stopped them and said, okay, now how do you get to the library? And again, interestingly enough, the men were able to give directions to the library better than the women could. Again, suggesting maybe that they have an innate kind of sense of where they are. Here's the other piece. If you ask men and women directions, you'll also, and again, grossly generalized, men will tend to give landmarks. You go past the gas station, you turn a left on the where the bank is, and again, you turn right where the big Sunoco station is, whatever. But women, on the other hand, tend to give street names. Turn left on Main Street, turn right on Broadway. So they even think about directions from a different perspective. Again, this big sex difference between men and women. So we have a couple of issues, multitasking, directions, details, that pinpoint that maybe there is a significant difference between men and women in terms of how they process information and what their thinking is. And maybe these differences have roots in evolutionary processes that were necessary for survival. Just something to think about. Again, till next time, it's Dr. Gurr. Thank you.